We need to have remembrance in this state house.
That was Governor John Kasich 3 years ago during the annual Holocaust commemoration. He stressed that Ohio needed some type of memorial to pay tribute to the victims and liberators.
That members of our legislature and members of the public, as they pass through this great rotunda, will be able to understand not just the history of at times when people wouldn't stand, but the fact that it's today we must stand against evil.
Those comments set the memorial project in motion. The Capitol Square Board, which runs the State House, created a panel to select a memorial site and artist. However, the board's chair, former Republican Senate President Richard Finan, strongly opposed the project. Finan didn't believe the State House was the appropriate site for a Holocaust memorial and claimed the governor's involvement was intruding the independence of the Capitol Square Board.
What the governor should have done was come to the board and apply for the memorial, and then the memorial would go through a process within the board and be approved or not be approved. We didn't do that, or he didn't do that.
Tensions escalated after Finan asked a State House crew to construct a mock-up of the memorial, and an 18-foot structure made up of pipes, tarps, and rope stood on the south lawn. Finan eventually resigned, soon after casting the only no vote on the Holocaust memorial plans. Other groups suggested that the memorial, which includes two tablets displaying the Star of David in the middle, could threaten First Amendment rights. Joe Summer is an Ohio board member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who testified against the structure.
Yeah, we're concerned that the prominent display of the Star of David, which is a sacred symbol of the Jewish religion, constitutes an endorsement of a specific religion and therefore would violate the First Amendment.
Joyce Garver Keller, executive director of Ohio Jewish Communities, says the star does not promote any certain religion and stresses the importance of the memorial standing on public grounds.
Yes, it's appropriate for government because the Holocaust did not begin in the camps. It did not begin with smokestacks and ovens. It began in the halls of government where legislation was passed that allowed the expulsion of Jews and others who the Nazis didn't support.
During the unveiling ceremony, Governor Kasich said he hopes the memorial reminds visitors to continue the fight against prejudice and recognize the evil that still exists. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.